Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Okay, well, this week in the United States, as you know, it is the season where we are focusing on gratefulness and thankfulness. So for the next few days, you're going to see me sending out information on how to stay on that mindset. But today, I'm going to let you know 5 ways to feel gratitude in challenging times, because it has been challenging for the last few years, so it may look different this year. Times of trouble can make it more difficult to find gratitude in your heart due to anger or resentment. However, you can still show appreciation despite challenging issues in your life. If challenging times are affecting your ability to see gratitude, consider these ideas, right? Search for the positive. That's number one. You may be going through a stressful or difficult period in your life, but it shouldn't stop you from seeing the positive side as well. There are some other great things that are going on in your life, so look for those. What are the positive areas in your life that aren't being affected by your current challenges? Do you still have your home, your health, friends, family, your job? Do you still have your job that provides for your family financially? You may not like it, but it's taking care of some of the burden in terms of your bills and healthcare and retirement and those kind of things. By focusing on the positive aspect of your life, you'll find areas in which you can still feel thankful. Number 2, treasure the small details in your life. It's easy to lose sight of all the great things and the big problems. The details won't when you're overwhelmed by a difficult situation, either at home or at work. However, if you learn to focus on the simple things, you'll welcome gratitude back into your life and back into your space and stay in your heart. Are you happy with your new job if you got one? Are you happy with your new mate if you got one? Are you happy with your new couch or your new kitchen or your new something new that you have? Are you happy with it? Did you finish a degree that you've been working on a long time? These are small details, but however, they are very big. So be thankful for those things. You can also show your appreciation for the little things by making a list like I do. I learned that from Oprah. Every night she makes a list of 5 things that she is grateful for that night. And I have a grateful journal, and it's really good to do that. And by doing that, you also help you stack love in your heart. So as your mind or stacking negativity or stacking memories of loss and places of failure in your heart, stack the things you accomplish and the way you show people love. Number 3, search for joy. And yes, you have to seek that purposely. It is essential to add fun to your daily schedule. Watch a comedy, read a comic book, share some jokes with some friends. Add laughter to your routine. No matter where you are, you could always look for something that's funny that at least make you smile. It may not make you bust out laughing out loud, but it will put a smile in your face, and that's always better than nothing. Joy can help you feel appreciation towards your family, your friends, your coworkers, and neighbors. Just remember that. Number 4, put your pain in perspective. Make it a point to avoid getting lost in the negative emotions of your challenges by looking for something good that is going on, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. It has to be a purposeful thing. I know some of you lost people like I have in friends, family. So as opposed to for me, let me not tell you what to do. As opposed for me to mourn their loss, I celebrate their life. I think of something funny that they did, like, especially now with Thanksgiving around the corner, we're going to be spending a lot of time remembering our family members of the funny jokes and the funny way they kept the family laughing and smiling and the dances they make, the poetry they make, the food they cook. We're going to focus on those things as opposed to the mourn their loss, because these memories are still with us in my family. If you could put your pain in perspective, you'll discover that others have even more challenges than you. And that's another thing too. Other people still have it worse than you, believe it or not. But it's not to compare pain. It's just it's another opportunity to say, hey, we are here in the United States. Some places, there's no peace. If you're worried about your house, your job, or health, think about those who have been lost, who didn't make it this far, who didn't make it to November, who didn't make it to today. Were you still here? So still working at it. My perspective can help you understand that everyone faces complex challenges, and that's the good thing. You're not alone, and you can still feel grateful for other things in your life. Seek out people that's going to help you stay focused in a positive state of mind. The last one, number five, understand the power of change. Change is regularly part of existence, but when you're struggling, you might feel that your life will never change for the better, or you're going to stay where you are for a time that you can't even fathom or not in the mood to deal with. But I want you to remind yourself that changes occur all the time, and that's the only thing that's constant. You heard that before. And then and some changes are good. You may not see it right now, but it's going to be good. So these are my five tips for you to focus on this week if it's going to be a challenge for you, especially in the season of thanks and gratefulness. Okay? Now, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share it with people. I have some great Black Friday special that are coming. Check it out. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.